Hey, thank you for listening to Yes, Another Podcast. I'm Carlos, and as always, you email us at yesanotherpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media, on Twitter at Yes, Another Pod, and on Instagram, Yes, Another Podcast. Joining us on the line is Darius.
What's going on, Carlos?
What's going on, man?
Man, it's been a crazy last couple of days and in the news and in the media. It's a lot going on. A lot of stuff to do with race.
Warning, this episode is gonna be a little racial. It's all good.
Other than that, I'm hanging in there, man, just continuing social distancing, work from home, wearing my mask when I do have to go out, you know, doing all the proper things, unlike some of these people who are taking vacations and going to giant freaking pool parties. What was that place that everybody was at this weekend?
I saw a couple of videos. One was in Atlanta, but Georgia's open. Georgia's quote unquote open, so you know that doesn't really count. Then I saw something like in Houston where, there was a video in Houston where there was a pool party, and like the video, I can't remember. I've seen it on Instagram. Matter of fact, it was on Instagram. Because it was under my It was under
we lost Mika.
Yeah, we'll get her. I'll get her back. Hold on, we'll time out shit.
Yeah, you might as well time out. There you go.
Hey Mika, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, we lost you.
I got a call.
Yeah, call.
It kicked. No, I didn't answer it, but it kicked me out.
No, you see what? Okay, not you. But I'm not gonna call out the service that we're using because I want no pushback. But by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Mika,
I'm here. Hello.
Welcome
Hopefully
back.
I don't
Welcome
get another back. Call.
No, I was telling Darius, I'm not sure when you dropped out the conversation, but I saw a video yesterday where there was a pool party in Houston. And look here, I'm just going to tell you what was in the video. It was a whole bunch of girls twerking, and one girl's face was in another girl's
ass. Did she have a mask on?
She had no mask on. No mask. And she kept pushing her head inside homegirl's butt cheeks. Girl had her bikini on, but like, you know, her thong on or whatever. But like, she kept doing it. And like, you know, she put her tongue out there. And, you know, the guy says, as like, he's, you know, she basically got her tongue in this girl's butt. And the dude was like, yo, girl, what's on your tongue? And it's like some yellow stuff, and I responded to like the video saying, "Damn, she got corona on her tongue." That shit was gross.
Oh God!
And I was like, this is what we're doing, huh? This is how you're gonna do summer 2020."
Just
now, probably most likely, it's like we gotta just throw the whole year.
Just
throw the whole year away and be done. I was like, oh, this is my type of party. They're like, oh, whoa. Also, I wasn't sure if I was watching Pornhub or Instagram because I was kind of like, damn, this should not be on my scroll, especially on the on my podcast scroll. My personal scroll, sure. The podcast scroll, no. Speaking of that, Darius, where can they follow you at?
They can follow me, and I have a clean feed. At @the_game836 on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. No dirty stuff on my feed.
Mika, where can I follow you?
Mika Lika, MICALEEKA on Instagram.
And you can follow my personal account that has where my feed is always wild, always. I'm not sure if I should use the word NC-17. I'm not sure that works or not. You know, I forget what that even stands for. But you follow me at That Brother Los at Twitter and on Instagram. So, look, last week, first and foremost, I'm going to blame all this, everything that we're going to discuss, I'm just going to blame on Joe Biden. I'm just going to blame it on him right now because all this shit started popping off when Joe Biden went on the Breakfast Club, knowing damn well he shouldn't have gone on the Breakfast Club. And then just when the interview is over, he coast is clear. He goes off the mic and then goes off script and then starts talking. And then he said, "Okay, if you vote for Trump, you ain't black." And I'm like, "Oh, you fool!"
I know.
And I knew. And like the thing is, I knew he was trying to be funny. He had Charlamagne on, and the context was like, "All right, Charlamagne was interviewing him, and like I guess." What Joe Biden's press secretary was like, "All right, we gotta wrap it up or whatever." And like Charlamagne says, "Hey, give black media more time." Joe Biden says, "Hey, I give black media and white media the same amount of time," which is the right thing to say. But my wife got an interview in like about 5 minutes. If I don't get there on time, she's gonna kill me or whatever. And then there's another interaction, and then he makes the comment saying, like, if you don't know the difference between me and Trump and vote for Trump, you're not black enough. But he was saying it tongue in cheek. And so, but you can't do that.
Can't do it.
So, especially in the world of reverse racism, you can't do that. And so, you got a whole bunch of conservatives saying, "Yeah, he's racist," and they, try to paint him
It's already risky, right?
Black conservative. It was already risky. Yeah, it was already risky right. Going on the Breakfast
Club. Anyone who interacts with us, anyone who answers questions about reparations, anyone who says that they want to do things for the Black community is automatically going to split people in half, and it's sad. But unfortunately, Black lives do not matter to everyone. And if you have anything favorable to say about Black people, then for some reason that means that you hate white people. Unfortunately, that's what they think. So, yeah, it was kind of bad move.
So that was the climate from last week. And then you had Doja Cat and whatever craziness that she got canceled and uncanceled.
Canceled again.
I don't know what was going on there.
She got uncanceled, and she explained herself, and then got recanceled. That's what happened.
Oh, that. Thank you. Because, we're gonna have to come. We want to discuss, and we're probably gonna do it tonight too. Just social media in general, and I'm gonna really want them to focus on Twitter, and maybe one night we'll discuss how just social media is just not, it's fun, but it's not fun anymore. Like Twitter is fun, but it's not as good as it used to be.
Oh no.
And so I think we'll discuss that in a future episode, because there's a lot that goes on, and it's a mess. So we'll do that for another topic. But so that was the climate going into like the weekend, right? Joe Biden got, trying to, clean up his mess. Hell, Charlamagne had to clean up, try to go on CNN and try to, clean it up a little bit too. Cause he was like, the last thing Charlamagne or the Breakfast Club need is like, or the presidential candidate goes on a Breakfast Club and like completely loses his, all his credibility because he went on a Breakfast Club. But that's exactly, and we all worked in the media business. We all worked the radio. The last thing a corporation or a station wants is to have a presidential candidate go on your network, your number one show, and get caught up in some type of scandal that looks bad, not only on the candidate, but looks bad on the network and on the show. And so Charlamagne was out there on CNN like around like 8 p.m. I think it was not Aaron Andrews. I forget like the lady's name on CNN. But he was trying to clean it up as best as he could because it's bigger than Joe Biden. And that would mess up their show also. Because guess what? No other candidate going to show up on the show if Joe Biden goes down in like a heap because of like this his gaffe, which he does a lot of. So you have that, you know, you have that, then you have Doja Cat. And then I think by like Sunday, I saw a video where a lady in the park with her dog, and she's like arguing with this guy. And next thing she says, she's gonna call the police, and she's gonna say that is an African American man is threatening her and her dog, and she calls the police, and then she started getting hysterical on the phone to sell it. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Her direct quote was, "I'm going to tell them there's an African American man threatening my life."
And I was like, my God. Also, in Central Park in New York, which, you know, not too long ago, the Netflix did the documentary of the Central Park 5, which was fantastic. Right. Documentary, miniseries. Yeah, Netflix. It was tough to watch. It was a documentary, it was a miniseries, but I mean, it was tough to watch.
Yeah,
watch.
Sorry. Yeah.
But it reminded me of that a little bit too, because I was like, ooh, this is not good.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing, which is why her apologies are pathetic, and which is why I'm a little disappointed in him. I understand he's very poised and learned and cultured and all of that great stuff, but the fact that he went on CNN to try, and I believe it was CNN, I could be wrong, but to try to almost defend her and say that he thought her apology was sincere. I mean, she intentionally tried to kill you. And it just is sad that we have to really say what it is. When you're calling the police on a Black person, you want harm to be done to them. It shouldn't be that way, but that is what it is, because oftentimes it's something that could be diffused, or it could have been avoided in the first place because the person who was the antagonist was, you know, the person who's calling the police as well. So it was really tough to see, but I found solace, and I hate to say it, I'm an animal lover, but when I saw that she was so out of sorts that she was grabbing her dog, I said, well, she's not going to get in trouble for what she's doing to him, but she's certainly going to get penalized for how she's treating that dog. Because that's, you know, that's what they care about.
I saw that. I was like, you know what? In the comments, I saw people, they were upset that people, there were people who were like really upset with, like, she blatantly said what she was going to do, you know, and say who's threatening her, and she had every intention, she knew what she wanted the outcome to be, but people were equally outraged, if not more outraged, to see the dog getting like choked out by his collar.
Oh yeah, gotta set him off.
forget the fact that she is, you know, she calling the police and, like, you know, hoping that the police take care of their business, you know, quote unquote. But the dog, which she was really rough with that dog. Like, hey, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, just put the leash on the dog. Like, either let the dog go or whatever. But do something here, because the dog ain't got nothing to do with this shit. The dog has nothing to do with this shit. He's like, call the police or don't call the police, but let me go. Shit.
Yeah, the people over at PETA and all of that, that is one group of people you do not want to piss off. You don't want a video of you coming out mishandling a pet or an animal like that, because they will come after your ass.
You know, a quick side story. So in my neighborhood, right, It has kind of something to do with this. It's a little bit here and there. So I got, like, in my neighborhood, there's, you know, nothing but like people who like have dogs, you know, for all different backgrounds. So this one guy, okay, Black guy, he has a small, I'm not a dog. I don't know any of these breeds, but like a tiny dog. It's a cute little dog, but it's tiny. very tiny. You put one of those dogs, you can put like in a purse. So he has his dog, and like the other neighbor, white guy, he has two dogs, but his dogs are kind of big. Okay, and so one day I was here doing work, and I could hear like some screaming and shouting outside, like, you know, like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm like, what's going on? So I look outside, I see them both going in the opposite direction, but like they're both like jawing off. And the black guy says, fuck you and fuck your motherfucking dogs.
Oh no.
But the thing is he has his small dog in his hand, right? And so I look, and as he generally walk, I guess to his building, I see him toss the dog. Like, he literally tossed the dog. And the dog is small. It's like maybe the size of a football. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And that's his dog. Like, he grabbed it aggressively, and then he like tossed it to, like, as if he was going to toss it into like into like the freaking house. I'm like, what is he doing?
Oh, no.
I'm like, dude, I'm not sure what's going on, but sir, what you do right there is too much. And so the white guy goes with his two dogs, and like he goes into his unit. So he comes back, all right, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, but he comes up to my next door neighbor, which I live in like a condos, and so their door is next to my main window, and there's some steps right next to the door. So he comes up to the door, and he's talking to them. I'm not sure if they knew each other, because I don't think they even knew each other. Because I know my next door neighbor, they have a dog also. But I guess they all saw what was going on. And so apparently the guy was like, look here. The white guy was like, I was walking my dogs, and my dogs are on the leash. This guy's dog is not on a leash. He said, hey, can you put your dog on a leash? Because my dogs are kind of a little ferocious, and like, you don't want anything happening to your dog, his dog. And so apparently the black guy didn't like that. I'm just going according to what I was eavesdropping at this point, but I could hear it on clear as day. So I said, man, I got my popcorn ready. I was like, I can't whip this. This is nosy over here. I was like, yeah, shit. I have no cable, man. Shoot, this is my entertainment for the day. Shit. So the dude was like, yeah. The dude was like, no, they started drawing off or whatever. And like, it's just, you know, it does start going off. But see, I was curious to see like what else he was saying, because I'm just thinking like, all right, is he gonna be dropping any type of racial epithets? Because like, everybody mm-hmm. he was talking to were white, so I wasn't sure how the conversation was gonna go. Also, I'm right next door. My neighbors know, because I know my neighbors. I know them like high basis, you know, cordial. But they know who live right next to the window. And so they were just kind of keeping their mouth. They were like, mm-hmm. they were agreeing with him when they like, having the conversation, but they didn't say too much. And so long story short, at this point, there's a whole bunch of people like having a conversation with this guy right next to my window. I can hear them, everybody. And at this point, they're basically talking about some of the other black folks in my neighborhood. I'll keep it real, who do be wilding out, you know, be playing music mad loud and, like, you know, outside acting a fool, you know, drinking all that. They've been wilding out, to say the least. So I'm just sitting here waiting for someone to say something like crazy off, like off-color comment, but I actually had to go into my office. So as I walk out my door, right, it gets kind of awkward because I see my neighbor, she kind of nods and say, hey. I said, hey, the white guy who this guy does all occasion, because I knew damn well this dude called this dude all kinds of N-words when he got into this house. Initially, I already knew he had those shades on that, like, you always see those shades, like those cop looking shades. Not that he's a cop or anything like that, but like he had those shades on, and I knew he was saying all kinds of shit, calling that dude all kinds of craziness. And so, and then, like, I see, like, the neighbors who live above me, who are also white, and I saw them 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks prior, call the police on, like, this black couple who were playing their music too loud. Let me tell you, that black couple, and that, it's not a race thing, they're tripping out, they're wilding out, they're doing too much. It's like, it's like 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and you're blasting your music out of your truck. I thought my sound system in my car was loud, and I don't even have my sound system loud, but they have their at full blast, and like it's so much that everything in my house is shaking.
Damn.
And so this is broad daylight, and so like, they called the police on them, whatever, and then like they were back and forth, and like, it's been an ongoing situation. So, which was funny because like I remember the police shows up to like the lady's door who called the police, called the cops on them, right? At this point, the couple, they had left and went to their house, whatever. And so obviously the cops can't do anything for a noise complaint if there's no noise. So another guy, first of all, they were irritated. They got there and like the people didn't open the door. So they were out there for a while. Then like one of the guy comes back outside or whatever. And she's like, oh, there he is right there. There he is right there. Points him out, like very excited. And I was like, whoa, what the hell? And so the cops said, hey, man, hey, do me a favor, just like keep the noise down or whatever. And like the cop and the guy start popping off. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm outside because I went outside to go get something for my car.
Wait,
and
he
like,
was shit, arguing please with the police officer who asked him to keep the music down?
Yeah, he said, I don't like the way you were talking to me or whatever. Because I didn't, yeah, something to that extent. And I'm like, shit, all you got to do is like, all right, my bad, and keep it going. And then it turns, he's like, because the dude was like, man, I was in the military, man, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's, that's not how you talk to people, man. I don't like how you're talking to me. So the other cop who said, the other cop, apparently he was in the military also. And he says, hey, go up to the guy, say, look, I was in the military too. And they said whatever they had to say, and they were done with it. Apparently, as the guy walked off and the police started walking back to the car, the guy flipped off the police. And so, and the reason I noticed because I had someone in my apartment who saw the whole thing going on. So I had an eyewitness also, okay. I got all the tea in this house. And so the officer was walking back to the car, the lady who called, the cop, she like, because she heard the dude was like in the military, she was like, oh, officer, thank you so much. And by the way, thank you for your service for this country. Let me tell you that officer didn't give two fucks about her thank you. He didn't even say anything. He just got right in the car and pulled off. I was like, thank you, officer. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you for not acknowledging that. So anyway, the point being, look here. When you start messing with these dogs, and I was like, all right, I saw in the video the lady was acting aggressive to this dog. She was white. The black guy was being very aggressive to his own dog. And he was, right. I was like, no, that you're doing too much. Even if, like, I'm assuming, let's just say my neighbor with the two vicious dogs was telling the truth. Like, look here, you got your dog. I don't want anything happening to your dog because my dog would probably kill your dog. Put your dog on a leash. And then, we won't have any issues. But the guy made it an issue because they didn't want to put his damn dog on a leash. So that's the whole, it's like, just put your dog on a leash. And guess what? You wouldn't lose your job. And you wouldn't about your dog. And that's exactly what happened to Amy Cooper.
Because I'm sure there's a leash law. She probably has to pay like $500 for that. And she's on video with her dog that she doesn't have anymore off of a leash. I think they should hit her with a fine too.
Yeah, I believe that there is a leash law in that particular portion of the park.
Mm-hmm. So Dara's favorite girl, Candace Owens. I'm just joking. That's not Dara's.
Hold on, wait a minute. Where are we going with this?
So Candace Owens, who is an avid conservative, and I follow her on Twitter. I do follow a few of the black conservatives on Twitter, just for a different viewpoint. Because some of them are not puppets, and so I'm not cool with that. But Candace here, look here. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what she's trying to do, but I think people starting to catch on to her bullshit now, because she makes a tweet about the incident in in Central Park. And there, I think you have
Tweet up. So she started with tweeting the link to the article, which basically goes into description about the entire story, which you just covered. And with it, she says, for those of you who need the backstory, here's a full article with the guy telling exactly what happened and what he said. The woman is being dragged as a racist for absolutely no reason. Why are we so desperate to make everything about race? She followed that tweet up with a all caps tweet saying, everybody cannot be racist all the time in every situation. Black people and white people and Hispanic people can have an issue, and it's not automatically about race. Sometimes two human beings of different skin tones just don't get along. We don't live in the 1920s.
And she shouted that out to us because she put in
all caps, which is so annoying.
So she was yelling. Yeah. She was yelling the entire time. And so, all right, yes, not everything's about race. Obviously, no shit, Sherlock. You're not saying anything nuanced. But, and I don't even have to say anything because her followers who are very much, you know, they sip her bullshit all the time. They took a step back and they're like, oh, look here. Normally I agree with you, but this lady is clearly using race as an issue when she says, I'm going to call the police and say that African-American man is threatening me on video. And I saw that multiple times under her, like in her comment section. And I was like, there are even some people, like, even like some black conservatives, like, how can this is like indefensible? Like, right. No, this lady's wrong. She's absolutely wrong. How can you defend this? It's like, a while back, I was like, wasn't too sure about Candace, because like, she really popped on the scene when like Kanye went to TMZ that day with the whole slavery is a choice comment. And so, but I was like, back then I was like, I'm not sure about her. I don't think she's really authentic. I don't think she really believes a lot of stuff she's doing. And to be honest, like, I mean, I could care less about like the political aspect or like your political views and all that stuff. It goes back to like the whole Joe Biden thing. He's like, you know, if you vote for Trump, you're not black. Well, that's not true. I mean, necessarily. That's like, you know, whatever. But cause we're all not the same, you know. Can't put us all in one like freaking category. But it's clear as day where when your followers, a lot of your, you know, white followers are telling you, like, look here, you're wrong on this one. Because this lady clearly says she called the police and say an African American man is threatening her. When the video, the man is not threatening her. It's like the evidence is there, and like you saying that she's not a racist or race has nothing to do with it. Stop bringing race up. She brought race into it when she called the police, you know. And hell, I think I saw like a someone tweet saying, well, how else are you supposed to describe the person? Well, look, you idiot. Then I think the follow up to that question was she started bringing race into it before she even made the phone call.
Because she knew what that was.
Like, yeah. And so that was already initiated, you know. And the outcome, and I'm glad you said that, Mika, the outcome would be what happened up in Minnesota with George Floyd. Because he was killed by the police over
a fraud check. Suspected fraud attempt. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
What?
Which I'm not, because I was trying to look up before the show. Like, apparently that's, you know, because it's still very fresh news story, so I don't know all the facts here. I definitely don't want to put out something that I don't know concrete. But apparently that was not true. Whatever was supposed to be suspected of being fraud was not a fraudulent issue.
Oh, wow.
I'm not entirely sure. I read that somewhere. I'm not entirely sure if that's the case or not. But my God, if that is, man, look, because they're already like protesting and all that stuff up in Minnesota. It low key looked like, right, you know, Baltimore Light. and I didn't, I'm not trying to be funny about that, but like it's like a small Baltimore protest. And I was thinking about this, like I was driving to the store, and like I thought about the Eric Garner situation in chokehold, and then I thought about the video, because the video of this guy put his knee down on this guy's neck, and I was like, all right, you know, I used to do martial arts and all that stuff, and so we used to do like submission holds and like takedown. And if you ever got someone like put you in like a chokehold where your windpipe is getting like obstructed or getting squeezed, that is a very scary situation.
Mm-hmm. 9 minutes, you know, he was pleading for them to stop. God. So, you know, imagine, I mean, I don't want anybody's hands on my throat for 2 seconds. And the crazy thing about it is he was handcuffed. And this was after having been handcuffed up against the building. So he'd been apprehended. You know, he'd been, it blows my mind that he sat, the man had his knee on his neck with his hands in his pocket, almost like how they are when they kill animals and they feel like they brought down this elephant and they're posing on them. That's how it looked. It was a nightmare to see. It was very intentional. And the other three officers are also accessories.
Yeah, it, you know, like I just couldn't help but think, like, gosh, that's like a horrible way to die. Because that's suffering. Because again, I've been put in like those moves, like on the mat. It was like, all right, like you practice those moves and like you tap out. Okay, all right, I can't do it no more. It's like when someone's squeezing and they squeeze tighter, and you start to wince for like, you know, air. It's like that's a horrible feeling. You know, that's why you tap out. You're like, all right, no, I'm done. Let go. You know, you ain't supposed to let go. And so if you do it for 9 minutes, you know, you can grab, you know, you're going to be able to get some air, but you're not going to get that much air. But 9 minutes, you're not going to survive that. You're just not. Hell, you'd be lucky if you survived for 5 minutes. And this guy kept applying that pressure down on the dude. And I still don't understand why you have the guy already in handcuffs. Why don't they just put him back in the car and, you know, and call it a day? I'm like, still don't understand. Like,
hate was the issue. The issue there, and the entitlement. Know?
And
and
so that really bothered me, because I thought about that. I really thought about it. Damn, like that's a horrible way to go over something that maybe a misdemeanor at best.
The punishment never fits the crime.
At best.
I.e. Mike Brown. So, you know, we want to say, oh, he stole Cigarellos. First of all, I saw the video. I saw the money being thrown on the counter, which means he didn't. And still, if he did, is that punishable by death? You know, it's just, they, you know, they film worse for Harambe than they do for the child who fell in the thing. It's just all these little things that just, it's the same wound. Yeah, it's the same.
Oh, I remember.
It's
that.
The same wound being over and over again in different situations, but it's always the same outcome. So now they're fired. Great. But they are murderers. So when do they go to jail? His brother said, you know, those officers are at home having dinner with their family. And he's dead. Like that would never happen if it was the other way around. We can't even shoot a police dog who's attacking us. That one gentleman who's in jail for life for shooting a police dog. You know, it's like, it's crazy that his life didn't have a value to them. And he was almost like a prize when they killed him.
And now it's led to all these protests, which have basically been going on the majority of today as of this recording. And I mean, have you guys seen the pictures and the scene from it? It's just sad. It's tough to watch. It's tough to see.
And it's tough, especially with COVID going on. We should be able to protest, whether it's peaceful or not. I don't believe in peaceful protests, personally. I don't think that peaceful... No, honestly, peaceful people don't get results, right? And, you know, we have these Confederates out here with guns strong-arming and storming into buildings. That's not exactly peaceful, but they don't have... They're not met with the SWAT.
That is true.
Right?
That is true because they went to City Hall with their guns, and I didn't see not one tear gas.
Stop killing us without
a gun. Right, you're right about that.
And they're out there in full riot gear, and it's just disheartening. It's painful. I can understand why people don't even, they're becoming numb to it, because it's just, we've three more stories I think have popped up since this one.
Yeah. So yeah, it's
what I was gonna say was with coronavirus, it's even more frightening to see it on TV because right now people are acting, they're taking the stance of YOLO, right? I'm just gonna live this life. I don't care if I catch it and give it to my grandma. But now we have people who are out here trying to fight for something and also being exposed in the community where we're being hit so hard by that as well.
Yeah.
It's just like being on a hamster wheel, you know.
Yeah, it's bad. I know I just see on Twitter, like, I think LeBron James, like, you know, he made a statement about it, which, you know, if LeBron James make a statement about it, then guess what? All the other sports stations, all the different sports media, they're going to make a statement on it or whatever. You know, I think I saw Steve Kerr from the coach of the
Golden State Warriors.
He definitely said, hey, no, that's not. Yeah, that's murder. That's not. He didn't just die. He was murdered. You know. He's been outspoken about it. Also, I did see Michael Porter Jr. Make a comment earlier today on Twitter. He says, as much as you pray for George's family, you got to pray for the police officers who were involved in this evil. As hard as it is, pray for them instead of hate them. Pray that God changes their heart. That's what Michael Porter Jr. tweeted. I believe, but Bomani Jones had a response to that. I can't find it now. Hell, if I find it now, mess up the broadcast. But he was like, I get where you're going with that, but he probably should have thought that one a little bit more thorough.
Yeah.
Because now Michael Porter is getting a lot of backlash, and people make it a little bit personal because, you know, he's biracial, and so it's like, I know where he was trying to go with that, but I think he should have probably not said it out, but like worded it better.
Yeah, that's the tone of all the responses. Pretty much is like, good try, but no, but this is not the time for any kind of sympathy for the people that.
When in doubt, silence.
Exactly. Yeah. Someone definitely should have pulled him to the side and say, hey,
where is this man's publicist?
Nah, you need to believe that.
Well, I mean, like, what year is he? Like, third year in the league, right?
Second year in the league, so he's...
Oh, yeah, because he came in with Trae Young.
He missed his rookie year with injury. But, yeah, he's a young dude, so he might not have those kind of people in his life yet.
Yeah, Trey. Hey, Trey. If you ever hear this, put the phone down. Don't you dare talk about this shit. The city of Atlanta loves you. He's on the verge of Michael Vick status in Atlanta. Trey's on that. He's getting close to that level. Don't do anything stupid to like fuck that shit up. You know. And you better love. Ooh. You better love those fucking dogs. Don't be like my boy Vick. Shit. Anyway.
But it was necessary. That was exhausting. Right?
Yeah, it's just. Yeah, it's just it's tough. Just, you know, as black men, you just want to know, is there ever an end to this kind of stuff? You know, and will there ever be a time where you feel safe doing anything? Because if police get involved, you just don't know where it's going to end up. You just don't know if you're going to end up like a George Floyd or any of these other gentlemen who've lost their lives in senseless situations like this. It's just it's unbelievable.
You know, it's something that, because I've been pulled over several times.
You drive a fast reasons. Car.
Sometimes, a lot of times.
And it looks expensive.
look.
Let's see.
I'm not gonna say, because we're not gonna mention the car, because we're gonna be like, oh, you drive that, man, psh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll tell you what, I am looking for, yo. Real quick, yo. So one day I was driving, right? You know, cause okay, all right. I'll describe the car. It's a white car, but I have like racing stripes on the side, on one side of the car. And like at one point, my tail lights were all smoked out, blacked out, and my rooftop was like matte black. And my tents were dark. Okay, so that's kind of the description of the car. All right. It looks really nice. I swear, I came from when I got that shit. When I got that shit worked on, man, that shit was, you couldn't tell me shit. Like, Mika's right. I was flying all through Maryland and Virginia. Like, I don't know what. Like, man, people would hit me up and be like, hey, yo, Carlos, I just saw you on the highway, you know, which was cool at the time. But as time went on, I was like, all right, because my car kind of pops out a little bit. It looked very distinctive. Like, you'll know it's my car. It's easy. Mm-hmm. There's no way you won't recognize my car. So you get put all that together, right? And then, like, if I'm driving fast and get pulled over. One time I got pulled over going to work. I got pulled over by, like, the two motorcycle patrol, which sucks, right? And so I get pulled over by the officer. He, like, gave me the whole spiel. He said, yeah, I was going about 70 miles per hour in a 55. I'm like, oh, shit. And he said, hey, do me a favor. Your tents look a little bit too dark. Roll down your window a little bit so I can, like, check this out real quick. Oh, 25%. Here's the thing. So where we live, like, the legal tents is supposed to be 35. But when I got these tents, right, I said, hey, I don't want 35 because it's going to be a little bit too light. I want 30. And so the guy was like, ah, I got you. But every time I've been pulled over and someone asks, like, to see those 10%, it always come back at 25. So I think homeboy didn't put 30% tents on my car window. I think he put 25. Because every time I get pulled over, it's 25. And so that means that's more than added onto the ticket. And then during that time period, when I got pulled over by the two bike patrol cops, it was like the motorcycle patrol, I won't say bikes. His sidekick was like, hey, his taillights, they're blacked out. Sir, do you know it's illegal to have anything obstructing your brake lights? I'll be right back. That was a $300 ticket.
$100 for your violation.
$300 fucking dollars, young.
For being black.
Oh my god, that shit. And so, you know, I think.
No, it's true.
Yeah, so when he gave me the ticket, right, he was like, look here, you know, because obviously I got Maryland license and, like, I was in Virginia. So he was like, look here, you're welcome to come to Virginia anytime, but when you come to Virginia, don't speed in my state. And he walks off. I told that to my boss. My boss was so pissed off. He was, my boss at the time, he was a white guy. And he did not like that. He's like, you know what? That's just unnecessary. You know, give you the ticket, but you don't have to be such a jackass about the whole situation. Don't drive my state. This is not your state.
The difference between your boss is heated. Your boss would have actually said that to him. Hey, bud, don't be so brash.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? You're right. But but at the same time, he knew, because I think one time when I took I was going to drive. Drove my car down to Georgia for Thanksgiving, and I think he was a little concerned about me driving by myself, because I think that Eric, I can't remember if it was like the Michael Brown or
Freddie.
Gosh, what's the dude from Baltimore who died? Thank you, Freddie Gray. I can't remember which it was in that time frame that was going on. So, like, there was a lot of hostility with the law enforcement, being a black male and driving. So he was a little concerned for me driving down to, like, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina. He was kind of like, be careful, like, you know, he's like, watch the speed down there, because you don't want to get pulled over. You got out-of-state tags. You don't know who's going to stop you. And, like, he was a little concerned. You know, my former boss was really cool. don't speed in my state. It's something, anytime I'm in, like, Virginia and I see a cop, I always think about that story, because he was a jackass. He really was, you know. But it could always have, it could have been worse. Hey, I'll take a ticket any day. Yep. So guess what? Then to lose my life, I'll take that ticket any day. It was $300. Great. You know what? My life is more valuable than $300, sir. I will write you a check right here. You know. So
yeah.
That's absolutely. It. To change the tone real quick before we get out of here, Mika, did you happen to see the Jagged Edge 112?
I did hear that they had a surprise guest or something like that, but I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah, because it was on Memorial Day, it was on Monday, but Monday felt like a Sunday, and like the days all kind of mixed up. I didn't watch it. I wanted to watch it, but I didn't watch it. I ended up watching Babyface Waiting to Exhale 25-year anniversary IG Live show, I guess you can call it. Damn, Babyface, let me tell you, I know he's talented, but boy, this dude's a storyteller. It's like all the backstory to like those songs.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, this dude can really tell a story. And I think he was doing that also with when he was doing the battle with Teddy Riley, but like Teddy Riley's internet kept fucking up and all that shit. So he couldn't really do it the way he wanted to do it. But this time it was just him. And like he had it really polished and well, everything was in order. There was no technical issues whatsoever. You know, and he just got up there, you know, he would tell a story and then he'd say, this is how the song came about. Really, really fantastic storyteller. But yeah, this is episode 70, by the way.
Congrats, yeah. Podcast.
Clap for that.
Episode
70.
You know, yeah, shit. So, you know, we're going to keep it moving. You know, I think want to thank everybody for sticking with us, you know, especially during this corona pandemic. You know, we had to change up our location and, like, you know, change up how we do the podcast, you know, and doing it remotely. Has given us a lot of challenges, you know, and hell, you heard a couple of challenges on this recording, losing phone calls and all that stuff, losing people. But like, all you want to personally thank you for listening and continue to support the podcast. And if you want to hear something, you know, you want to be a guest on the show, you want to hear a particular topic, you know, email us at yesonourpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you don't want to do that, email something because like, oh, who emails anymore? The only time we do. Only time I do emails is when I'm at work. You can hit us in the DMs on Instagram at Yes Another Podcast or on Twitter at Yes Another Pod. Derek, where can you follow you at?
You can follow me at the_game836 on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, and on Twitch.
And guess what? We are in the works of because me and Derek always talk about playing COD and all that stuff. And I still haven't played COD with Darius in a while. Darius, you know, he's on my case. You know, he's thinking I'm full of shit. You know, he's partly right. He's partly right, but you know, you got step one is admitting your flaws, mm-hmm. admitting you have a problem.
Yep,
that's step one. You know, but we do have a plan to like do a little video game podcast. So a sideshow, you know, a spinoff, if you will. So we are working on that in the foreseeable future.
Big things.
So stay tuned for that.
Absolutely not.
Mika, do you play video games? Do your
no. On Instagram, where can they follow you at? Mika, MICALEEKA. I have not opened up my shop. I don't want to go into the stores to get mats or paints or anything like that. I'm still staying tucked away.
All right. Yeah, okay. You know, you can really make a killing off these
masks. People have been telling me, but I haven't been crafting at all. I'm just working and trying to relax as much as I can before we join the rat race again, which, God willing, will be soon.
Yeah, that, you know, that will be soon, you know, soon enough. But we'll, you know, be safe, wash your hands, and wear those masks. Don't be like these people arguing, acting a damn fool, getting kicked out of Red Lobster because they can't wear their mask.
If you're gonna be at a pool party and want to, you know, do a little extracurricular activity, make sure you put your mask on.
You know, or at least look here. If you go, fuck it. If you're gonna use your tongue, at least at the very least, put a little hole in your mask it's so your tongue can get in and get out. That way, I mean, you know, you don't have to put, you know, come on now. That video, I was disappointed. I'm like, homegirl, if you want to get down like that, all right, get down like that. But at least put a mask on. Don't put your whole, geez, girl, brush your tongue. God, nasty. All right. Until next time. Be safe and we're out.
Wash your hands.